Armagh have earned the right to be favourites for this game. They've put a huge shift in the last number of years. They've rightfully earned the right to play top-tier football next year, which is a great achievement in itself. And that's totally fine with us. Like, we have home advantage, which will definitely tick. Will it decide the game? Absolutely not. But any advantage that you can get as an underdog, you're naturally going to take it. But like, I think that's the beauty of the Ulster Championship. Derry played Division 4 last year, came through it relatively easily, won the National League final against Leitrim, and people were saying, Derry are in for a hiding to nothing against Tyrone and Hayley Park, but the game was like massively competitive too, and that was Tyrone who were going really well in Division 1. So sometimes the league seedings can be, a wee bit misleading. But we would like to think on Sunday, at the very least, we're going to be competitive. And I think when Derry get their best players out and when you get a bit of momentum going, we're usually a match for anyone. Now, the last number of years has been difficult, but I would like to think that, we're starting to turn the corner a small bit. But we have to earn that right to go out on Sunday and be competitive with Armagh, who have earned the right to be called a top eight team in the country at present. It almost feels to a certain extent this way that no matter what happens in this year's championship, or no matter what happens, there's maybe going to be an asterisk over, and that's a bit unfair to whatever teams achieve success. But it certainly is a very, very different looking championship to be playing championship football this time of year in itself, a totally different dynamic. And then you look at the condensed time frames, and you're back to straight knockout also. So it is very, very difficult. But again, if you're a top three, four, five team in the country, you're obviously going to want to get it played, because you're going to feel that you've a real chance of silverware. For Derry, it's about trying to get a one in the championship and beating a team that's got promoted to Division One. So I suppose our barometer of success is very, very different to what a Tyrone or a Donegal or a Mayo or a Galway might be, So we're probably realistic of what we want to achieve out of this year. And obviously Armagh is going to be our yardstick on Sunday.